Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Relationship Cure by John M. Gottman, PhD, is a research-based self-help book focused on improving the quality of close relationships through better emotional communication. Drawing on Gottman's long-running work in relationship observation and analysis, the book presents a practical five-step approach for strengthening marriages, family ties, friendships, and even workplace relationships, rather than treating intimacy as the result of grand disclosures or rare moments of insight. It argues that durable connection depends on everyday responsiveness, especially the ability to notice and respond to emotional bids. The book belongs to the relationship psychology and personal development genre, but it is more empirical than many titles in that category. Its purpose is not to offer abstract advice about being a better partner or friend, but to show readers how ordinary interactions shape trust, satisfaction, and closeness over time. It is designed for readers who want a structured, usable framework rather than a purely inspirational message. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, emotional bids is the basic unit of connection. Gottman's framework also makes emotional bid responsiveness measurable in everyday life. Instead of asking whether two people get along in general, he asks how often they turn toward one another when a bid is made. This turns a vague relational question into observable behavior. The value of that approach is that it gives people something specific to change listening more carefully, answering more warmly, or acknowledging a comment instead of dismissing it. The book does not suggest that every bid must be met perfectly, but it does show that the cumulative pattern matters. In that sense, the concept is both diagnostic and corrective. It helps readers identify why closeness may be eroding and how to reverse that process through small, repeated acts of recognition. Secondly, the five-step program turns research into usable habits. The program also reflects the book's broader commitment to practicality. The inclusion of exercises and questionnaires shows that Gottman wants readers to test ideas in real situations rather than simply agree with them intellectually. That makes the book especially useful for people who prefer structured guidance. At the same time, the step-based format prevents the advice from becoming too broad or sentimental. Each part of the process connects to a specific relational skill, such as noticing, interpreting, or responding to bids. The result is a method that can be applied across different relationship types. Because it is not limited to romance, the five-step model becomes a general communication tool instead of a niche marriage guide. Thirdly, turning toward matters more than winning arguments. This emphasis also helps explain why the book is relevant beyond couples. Colleagues, friends, parents, and siblings all make bids for recognition, and turning away from those bids can create distance even without open hostility. By treating responsiveness as a universal social skill, Gottman avoids reducing relationship health to romance alone. The practical lesson is that communication quality is shaped by small approvals, acknowledgments, and signs of interest, not just by major conversations. This makes the book useful for readers who want to improve their relational presence in ordinary life. It also explains why the book is often valued for its clarity. It identifies one core behavior that can be observed, practiced, and improved across settings. Fourthly, emotional intelligence as a relational skill, not a personality trait. The book also shows that emotional intelligence includes self-monitoring. A person must recognize how they themselves respond under stress, irritation, or fatigue, because those states shape whether they notice bids or dismiss them. This makes the work realistic rather than idealized. People often fail in relationships not because they do not care, but because they are distracted, defensive, or misreading the other person's emotional tone. Gottman's approach addresses those everyday failures. It suggests that sensitivity can be improved through attention and practice, which makes the book accessible to readers who want concrete behavioral change instead of personality-oriented advice. Lastly, a broad relationship guide with a research-backed edge, the book's other distinguishing feature is its grounding in Gottman's long-term observational research. Readers are not asked to accept the advice as intuition or philosophy. They are given a framework that comes from systematic study of real interactions. That research orientation adds credibility, especially in a genre often filled with anecdotal claims. At the same time, the book remains accessible and practical enough for general readers. It sits between academic relationship science and everyday guidance, which is part of its appeal. For readers who want a method that is both intellectually credible and directly usable, this combination is especially effective. In conclusion, The Relationship Cure is best suited for readers who want a practical, research-informed way to improve how they relate to partners, relatives, friends, and colleagues. It will be especially useful for people who notice recurring communication problems but want more than generic advice about being kinder or more open. The book's main benefit is that it translates relationship science into observable habits. making it easier to identify what is going wrong in everyday interaction and how to respond differently. Readers gain a clearer understanding of emotional bids, responsiveness, and the small exchanges that accumulate into trust or distance. What makes it stand out in the relationship genre is its combination of broad application and concrete method. It is not limited to romance, and it is not built on abstract theory. Instead, it offers a usable framework for interpreting ordinary behavior across multiple types of bonds. That gives it lasting value for readers who want a guide they can return to as a tool, not just read once for general encouragement. If you would like to support John Gottman, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.